From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. News reports from Turkey say at least 13 people were killed and 20 others injured by a suspected car bomb outside a football stadium in central Istanbul. Reporter Dorian Jones says the explosion took place just hours after a high-profile football match.
At least one suicide car bomber, possibly a minibus, targeted police that have been protecting the match, killing at least 13, possibly 15 dead. Also understand that at least 38 people have also been injured. Some are believed to be serious. Most of those that have been killed and injured are believed to be security forces. We also believe there was possibly other reports saying there was a second suicide bombing attack. That hasn't been confirmed, along with reports of large amounts of gunfire following those attacks. It's unclear whether that was a follow-up attack or that was security forces firing. Those details are unconfirmed at the moment, along with who is believed to be responsible for this attack on Istanbul.
Reporter Dorian Jones. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and European and Arab diplomats met in Paris Saturday to try to find a way of protecting civilians in Syria, especially Aleppo. After the meeting, Kerry called on Russia and the Syrian regime to show a little grace in their ongoing operations.
Russia and Assad have a moment here where they are obviously in a dominant position. They have an ability to be able to show a little grace. And sometimes in diplomacy, a little grace goes a long way.
The Syrian army was visible on the streets of eastern Aleppo Saturday as regime forces backed by Russia continued to drive opposition fighters from their strongholds. This is VOA News. The U.S. Secretary of Defense says the United States will send an additional 200 troops to Syria. Ash Carter said Saturday that the military personnel will be used to help drive Islamic State militants out of Raqqa, the self-proclaimed capital of the terrorist group.
In Syria, we and our local partners put an end to ISIL's expansion and then began to systematically roll it back towards Raqqa, an important objective since it is the so-called capital of the so-called caliphate and a hub for plotters of external attacks.
Carter said the 200 troops will include special forces trainers, advisors, and explosive ordnance disposal teams. At least 50 Yemeni soldiers are dead after a suicide bomber blew himself up at the entrance of an army base in the city of Aden. Local security officials said the bomber detonated an explosive belt in a crowd of hundreds of soldiers who had lined up to collect their paychecks near the entrance of the Solban base along the outskirts of the city. The attack, which was later claimed by the Islamic State group, left around 70 other soldiers wounded. ExxonMobil President and CEO Rex Tillerson met with Donald Trump on Saturday morning, one day after news accounts said that Tillerson had emerged as the president-elect's top choice for Secretary of State. NBC News reported later Saturday morning that Tillerson is expected to be nominated as Trump's top diplomat. The Trump campaign has yet to confirm the president-elect's selection for the position. Tillerson, the chief executive of the world's largest publicly traded company, oversees operations in more than 50 countries, including Russia. His involvement with Russia, including personal ties with President Vladimir Putin, would likely draw close scrutiny during any Senate confirmation hearings, given Russia's attempts to influence the outcome of November's U.S. election. On Friday, President Obama ordered the U.S. intelligence agencies to conduct a full review of election season cyber attacks, including email hacks that rattled the presidential campaign and raised new concerns about Russia's meddling in U.S. voting. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos accepted the Nobel Peace Prize on Saturday, touting the honor as a gift from heaven for his efforts in ending Colombia's 50-year-old civil war. Santos was awarded the Peace Prize for his work in brokering a peace deal between the Colombian government and leftist guerrillas of the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia, or FARC, after several decades of war. Nobel Prizes for Literature, Chemistry, Physics, and others were also handed out on Saturday. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.